Hi, good evening. Can everyone hear me? Okay. So I will promise to be brief, and the best way I can promise to be brief is by using notes. I would like to thank Creed for this opportunity, double opportunity I like to look at it as, because it's been both a pleasure to work with them and be inspired by them professionally and personally, and I'll come to that. You know, working with them is, in my opinion, destined to be an absolute win. There's an inherent synergy between our organizations, a DNA that to date has made the building of this relationship seamless. It really has the makings of a quintessential public-private partnership with, on one hand, Creed as an organization whose country and whose actions have provided commitment for action, and on the other hand, Kenneth J. Green, who is an action-oriented private sector enterprise indigenous to the Caribbean region that was created to develop and deliver on green country commitments for the decarbonizing arena. Together, I believe we can represent an important demonstration of regional unity and integration, something that we as the Caribbean region have to embrace and accelerate, as Michael alluded to. Because there are few greater shared interests that the human species has than that of survival. And with both Creed and KGL having originated in and having to live in the Caribbean, and with the very real fact as stated throughout this conference that we as a region are most vulnerable to a negative climatic impact, we indeed have that shared objective of not only surviving the climate challenge, but sustaining a Caribbean economy. So this is not just an undertaking that we'll get to. It is a dedicated, relentless, and urgent mindset to deliver results for everyone's benefit. And that brings me to the inspiration part of my experience of Creed and Ms. Barron and Michael and all involved. Those three words, dedicated, relentless, and urgent, describe the persona of the people that we have interacted with who are associated with Creed. Normally, one thinks of private sector waiting on public sector, but this time we're at times frantically working to keep up with Creed. And to conclude, on a personal note, my own inspiration to come to Glasgow and be part of COP26 originated from Creed. It was not on Kenneth J. Green's radar. We had the subconscious sentiment that, well, that COP26 is for the big boys. What difference could we make? And then when Creed mentioned, Ms. Barron mentioned in passing that they were coming here and innocently asked if I was coming as well, after a few awkward mumblings, I said no. But then it really gave the Kenneth J. Green team and myself cause for pause. And on one hand, we had Kenneth J. Green, who had been working for the past 18 months on a $350 million new gen hydrogen plant for the past couple of years. And we weren't planning to go to COP26. And on the other hand, we have Creed, who is aspiring to start developing their own green hydrogen economy. And on the back of sheer aspiration, they made a declaration to go and be part of the global conversation while driving their local consideration. So like I said, inspirational. Which drove us to action, which led me to be here today in person for this auspicious occasion. And on behalf of Kenneth J. Green, I'd like to recognize and thank Creed for their support in allowing this action to be fully realized. Mr. Hunter knows what I mean. So I'd like to close by saying once again to Creed, on behalf of Kenneth J. Green, thank you for this opportunity to work with you. Thank you for the inspiration to be here with you, and thank you for having the courage and conviction to drive the work forward. For make no mistake, that dedicated, relentless, urgent mentality is what is going to take from all of us on a local and global scale if we're not only to survive the looming climate challenge, but also thrive through strong climate resiliency and a successful new energy frontier. Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for this. Very, very wonderful words. And thank you so very much for partnering with us. With that, I now call on Branson Barron, from Chief Executive Officer of Creed.
Good evening to all, and thank you very much to Philip from Kenneth J. Green for his kind words in respect of Creed. Just to say that today is a particularly important day for us. Today, we'll be signing an MOU with Kenneth J. Green in respect of low-carbon development in Dominica. And for us in Dominica, coming out of a situation where we experienced two devastating storms in a period of 2 years, one that affected 90% of our GDP and the other one, Hurricane Maria, which affected 226% of our GDP. We truly are on the front line of climate change, as our Prime Minister expressed. And that motivated him to express the vision for Dominica to become the first climate resilient nation in the world. And we have been on that journey since 2017. We have developed a national resilience development strategy and also a climate resilience and recovery plan, which is guiding the actions that the government takes to 2030. We have set some very ambitious targets to 2030, and one of which is to have 100% renewable power by 2030. And this we intend to do with hydro, solar, and geothermal, mainly geothermal. Dominica is fortunate in having significant geothermal resources. And we believe that there is a lot that can be done utilizing those resources. So for a low carbon development pathway, we seek to utilize geothermal energy to sort of industrialize Dominica using that green and clean energy. We have been involved in some projects with the Green Climate Fund, which will help to map our geothermal and map the resources that we have. And part of what we are engaging with is to determine what are the downstream activities that can be engaged in from geothermal. And so when Kenneth J. Green came to our attention and we saw that the good work that they were doing in terms of energy and green energy, we thought that it would be useful to have a partnership with Kenneth J. Green. And we reached out to Philip and his team, and they were very gracious and interested in partnering with Dominica to see how we could map and identify the possibilities for investments. This is what has led us to where we are today. We know that there is a lot of potential in areas such as ammonia, green hydrogen, and many other areas. And the work with Kenneth J will identify some important bankable projects that would lend itself to investment, which could lead to the economic diversification for Dominica. So this is an important, very important project and partnership for Dominica. And we're very inspired by the team from Kenneth J. They're action-oriented. They want to get things done. And I think we are in synergy in terms of what we want to achieve. And I think particularly as a fellow CARICOM member, it shows what partnership with other islands in the Caribbean can achieve. So I'm hoping that coming out of this, we will set an example for other states in the Caribbean, within CARICOM, who can look at how can they partner together to assist each other in our development. We have all committed to becoming a climate resilience region. It's something that's very challenging for us because we have limited resources in the Caribbean. But we can pull our limited resources together so that we can achieve more. So I'm very pleased today to be part of this and to be signing this agreement with Kenneth J. Green Limited. And I expect that it will redound to the benefit of both our countries and our organizations. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you so very much.